Hello everyone, I'm here to cover an interesting topic. Are you tired of seeing all those ads for the retro game consoles on TikTok? I know I am. I swear I can't enjoy a scroll through TikTok without seeing five of them. It's annoying. However, I am also a person who enjoys retro gaming, and I also do enjoy having my stuff in handheld. Why are my eyes looking that way? But I do enjoy a nice time playing my games in handheld. So, I took my own money and I bought a R36S off of AliExpress, which is this little thing right here. So when looking at one of these things, one of the first things you're going to notice is the size of it. The size is really nice. I like it. It fits very close to an actual Game Boy Color. I do have one from my older brother, and of course I chose purple because the one my brother gave me is purple. And I can say one of the things that it does hit right away because of that is the nostalgia factor. Some things that I'd like to point out. First off, the controls are quite responsive. You don't really have to worry about, like, I didn't have any experiences where I was hitting buttons and nothing was going off. Like, I would hit the button and nothing happened. I didn't really have that, which is nice. Speaking of controls, one thing that might be a con for some people, it's not really one for me, is that the triggers on the back are very clicky in the sounds. So when you click them, you'll hear that audible. It's not too bad, and it didn't take away anything from me, but I figured I may as well mention it because someone might have a problem with it. Another thing is, a lot of the ads you've seen, they say, oh, there's these thousands of games you can play in there. That is true. However, there's a big caveat to that. I'll say it. So this is both a pro and a con, which is that, yes, there are a lot of games to play across a variety of different systems. However, because there's so many, there's a lot of filler. And I do mean a lot of filler. There's plenty of games that I would just never, ever touch or find interested in. And maybe if you grew up with some of those games, like maybe you had Game Boy Advance games that were given to you that you enjoyed. Like, for example, I'll have some gameplay here of me playing Lego Star Wars on the Game Boy Advance, which I enjoyed as a kid. Looking back at it now, it's really not that good of a game. The original one was not that good. They got better with some of the other entries in the Lego Star Wars game, but the Game Boy Advance one was just, it wasn't very good. It was not good. There is also another caveat to those games, is not every single game that is included in this is going to work correctly. Specifically, when you get to the more, the higher end titles, like say, for example, Nintendo 64 and PlayStation 1. Some of them will work just fine, but when I tried a game like Tony Hawk Pro Skater on the N64, I couldn't even get into the game because the text actually was so corrupted I couldn't read that. Now, I'm not entirely sure if this is a problem of the ROMs that were included on the device or if it's a problem of the emulation on the device itself. Regardless, it's a problem. I had one game, I don't remember what game it was, but I tried to launch one and it just straight up didn't even load. Bear in mind that when you get into the higher end systems, not all of them are going to work. But up until then, anything before the PlayStation 1 and the N64, everything should work just fine. But that doesn't mean that necessarily all of the games that are included you'll want to play. Say, for example, there are Nintendo DS games included on there. It's not exactly the type of thing where I would want to use this device to play DS games. I have a 3DS XL, so I'd be more likely to play my games on that platform rather than this. However, if you don't have one, it does include an option that where you can use a button to switch screens. I feel like the games that I would want to be playing on this are basically up through the Super Nintendo, the Game Boy Advance, up to there is about where I would go for it. There's a lot of options to choose from. Some of these consoles I've never even heard of before. I assume some of these are arcade machine games that I never grew up playing them. I can also say when it comes to games that work from the PlayStation 1 and the N64, the thumbsticks, while they work, they're a little awkward. I tested this with Crash Bandicoot for the PlayStation 1, and I find I could play it, but it wasn't necessarily the most comfortable. Granted, when it comes to PlayStation 1 games, some of them you don't even need the thumbsticks, but for the N64, you might need it for some titles like Super Mario 64. One other big con that I will say that a lot of people may not know about when they buy this is the microSD cards. Now, granted, the one that I bought was not from TikTok Shop. It was from AliExpress, and I did research online to figure out where I wanted to buy mine. And the research that I found was that the microSD cards that are included, I read some examples where it broke down within a month. So there's a good chance you might want to see if you can find an SD card that works with this device, because not all micro SD cards do, and see if you can move all the files over. You'll have one SD card that is supposed to be running the actual software on the device, and the other SD card will be covering your ROMs. While this thing does have its flaws, we currently live in a time where you can buy a little console like this that will play a lot of games, and it's only $35. Especially after coming off of the recent Nintendo Switch 2 Direct, where the console is going to be $450, possibly more due to the recent tariffs. It's kind of neat to see something like this that's actually portable. We have moved away from the small portable gaming devices like the Game Boy, Game Boy Color, Nintendo DS, and the portable consoles we have are bigger, like say the Steam Deck or Switch. Having it in my hands, it feels nice. I can fit it in my pocket. Maybe it might be a little bit tight, but it will fit. That sounds weird out of context. So overall, good for the price. There's a lot of games to choose from, and the screen size fits most classic games really well. Heck, after I recorded my footage of the R36S in front of a camera, I actually took my dog outside and I brought it with me and started up a little bit of Link's Awakening, because that's a game I've wanted to try for a long time and I just haven't gotten around to it. I didn't get very far, but it was nice to be able to have something where I could just pick it up and take it with me to play for a few minutes while I was waiting for my dog to do her business outside. Overall, should you try one of these things? If you're a fan of retro games or you want to just revisit some of the classics you used to play without having to drop a lot of money into buying the older hardware and actual games, this is not a bad option. But that's about all I have for you. If you have any questions about the device, feel free to let you know. I'm happy to give any context that I can that maybe I haven't included in this video. I think it's a neat little device, good for the price. Might be worth trying if you just want some nostalgia and you don't want to spend too much money to break the bank. With that, have a wonderful day, everyone. This is your favorite Fox, signing out. Bye-bye.